Know Jesus and have no fear. This week we continue our new series full of basic tips on prayer. Tip number 3. Pray and tell the Lord about your worst fears. Don't hold anything back. Cast all your cares on Christ. For real. For good. So what is your worst fear? That was the topic of a YouTube clip from or a video, rather, from years ago. It was the whole program, actually. The whole program, which was very biblical and good, featured the truth about our worst fears. And so the Christian TV host just asked everybody to call in, and people did, to tell about their worst fears. Callers with trembling voices told one fear after another, and they usually had a common theme because we all can relate to each other's fears because we're human beings. So one by one, though, the TV host pointed out that Jesus still loved them, and they didn't have to be afraid. Powerful. Think about that. You don't have to be afraid. But we need to get down to what's real and just tell the Lord what's really on our hearts. So what is your worst fear? Rejection? Death? Loss of relationship? Loneliness? Job loss? Divorce? Academic failure? Homelessness? The list goes on. No matter what it may be, Jesus truly is the answer. I'm just telling you the truth. And you and I both need to tell him what is the root fear that really bothers us. You see, the Lord wants to be your counselor and confidant. He wants to bear your burdens and my burdens. It's time for us to start, quote, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully, unquote. That was 1 Peter 5:7. So the next time you wonder, does anyone care? Remember that Christ cares. Christ cares. The Lord always keeps his word. He's serious. He's serious about his love for you. Remember the cross of Christ? Think about that. That's beyond description proof of his love for you and me. The fact that he was willing to bear the punishment for all of the things that we've done wrong, all of the things we know that Jesus would never do and yet we've done, he bore the punishment for that because God is righteous and good, and evil always has to be punished, and anything evil that we've ever done had to be punished, and that's what Jesus took the punishment for. He bore the punishment for our sins. So that's serious. That's love. That's beyond description love. How could we not take his offer of salvation and burden bearing seriously also? I mean, how could we not take his word to heart? Do you know Jesus yet? I just want to ask you that question, because if you don't, then little wonder you're afraid, because you have to know Jesus to be set free from your fears. In a little bit, I'm going to pray, and we'll just ask the Lord to come into our hearts. So, but first, I want to share for fellow believers, remember Romans 8:38. Nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. There's nothing to fear. The worst thing that could happen to us would be to be separated from God's love. And we believers know that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So we have nothing to fear. Let's pray and thank the Lord and cast our cares on him. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for Jesus. We cast our cares on you now. Please forgive us for not trusting you in that area. and just we ask for you to save us and to fill us and to use us. We rely on you alone, Jesus, for salvation. Please save us and help us to live in faith and love instead of fear. And we pray for all the prayer requests sent to Praying Pals and ask for your best for each one. We welcome you, Jesus, into our hearts to be Savior and Lord. We trust you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, you can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends. And remember, Jesus still loves you.